You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why do you think less students are choosing to study at university?
Well, because being a student isn't sexy anymore.
The Wire.
In 2022, world leaders made a historic agreement to negotiate a global and legally binding treaty on plastic pollution by 2024. This week, negotiators from across the globe are in Busan, Korea, for the final negotiations on this international plastics treaty to end plastic pollution. This last week of negotiations will run until the 1st of December. I spoke to researcher at the Institute of Environmental Science and Research, Dr. Olga Pantos, who is on the ground in Busan for these final negotiations. I began the interview asking her what the current state of the plastic pollution problem is.
So the plastic pollution crisis that we're facing is dreadful. It represents a serious environmental and human health problem at a global scale, and it's negatively impacting the environment, social and economic dimensions, and sustainable development. It's a really critical global issue that we really need to address quickly, and we need to start now. Ideally, we should have started quite a few years ago and not let it get to this state. When we think of plastics, because we have it all through our daily lives, you think plastic's plastic, but it's really important for us to actually understand what plastics are. So a polyethylene milk bottle is a really different plastic from a polyethylene, it's a box or computer case. And the reason is that a plastic is actually the polymer, so the polyethylene, plus all the additives. And with this, plastics are actually having an impact on the environment from the very beginning of their life, when the fossil fuels are pulled out of the ground and converted and synthesized into the polymers, with all the chemicals that are involved in that, all the way through from manufacturing, when there's discharge of pollution into the environment, and then to your product that you may use. And then after that, of course, whilst it's being used, it may shed microplastics and nanoplastics, and then it's disposed of either properly and it goes into landfill, where it's still a potential pollutant to the environment, as the Fox Glacier incident can remind everybody of, or if it's just thrown out into the environment, then you're creating pollution there. And these pollutants that are associated with the plastics, those chemical additives within them, we know that many of them cause harm. So there's a solid base of evidence, scientific evidence, showing that these chemicals cause significant harm to human health and to the environment as well. So we need to take the whole life cycle approach to the effects that these plastics are having. This is not a plastic waste problem. It is a plastics problem. And plastics include those chemical additives and associated chemicals within those plastics. So if we're not addressing plastics properly, we're not addressing the plastic problem properly. So this treaty hopes to address the plastic across the whole life cycle. So from when it's extracted from the ground and manufactured, synthesized and turned into our products, and then afterwards, what happens to it, make sure it's managed. And of course, one of the key things to all of this across the whole life cycle is reducing the amounts of plastic that is being produced and used and thrown away. So that's one of the key elements to this treaty, that we hope for this treaty is reducing the amount of plastic. Because, of course, the less plastics that's produced, the less of the chemicals and less of the waste and less of requiring to manage it. Because, of course, recycling uses a huge amount of energy as well and creates pollution at the same time. So there are no good parts of this, so we need to address all of it and reduce everything.
This international plastics treaty comes as more than 900 independent scientists, including yourself, signed a declaration calling for an effective treaty to end plastic pollution by 2040. Why do you think having a global plastics treaty is so important?
The world's facing a triple planetary crisis, and we've got biodiversity loss, climate change and pollution, and plastic pollution is part of the pollution part, but it also exacerbates climate change and diversity loss. And protecting our environment is critical to protecting human health as well. So having this treaty there will hopefully help the impetus to start to make the change so we can make sure things don't get any worse.
In negotiating an international plastics treaty, what does this negotiation process look like?
So the treaty process, and I can't speak around all areas of it because I'm very much focused around the science part, but it gives the opportunity for all member states to come together and speak about what they want to see within the treaty. Because of course, different nations affected differently by plastic or plastic pollution. So you may have the larger states, member states that are large producers of plastic. So there's a large economic benefit for them, whereas you have smaller states and small developing nations who mainly suffer from the problems of plastic pollution. So it gives everybody a voice at the table to make sure that those elements that are beneficial for them stay within the treaty. But of course, there needs to be a balance and equity within there, because human health and well-being should be prioritized against profit.
And you're on the ground in Busan for the final negotiations. With regards to negotiations thus far, what do you expect or hope might come from a finalized treaty after INC 5?
Oh, it's a very big and complex process going through, and I'm just trying to be as optimistic as I can that we can come away with a really strong, ambitious treaty, that people are going to be doing everything they can so that this problem is reduced. Because it's going to take a long time to be able to see the benefits of doing this. But if we continue on as well, business as usual with plastic production and plastic waste and pollution, the impacts are extreme. We can't keep going as we are. But at the moment, there's no incentive for people and industry to constrain what it is they're doing.
Are you confident that the finalized treaty will meet what you believe is necessary for international action on this issue?
I'm being cautiously optimistic. I think there's going to have to be some compromise in certain areas. Yeah, it's really hard to tell at this stage. We've got, I think, 2.5-3 more days to go on this, and some very long days and long nights. I think the negotiations are probably going to start to go through the night as well. So it's really important for all of us to be optimistic that it will be ambitious, but there may have to be some compromises there.
That was researcher at the Institute of Environmental Science and Research, Dr. Olga Pantos, speaking to me about the fifth and final round of negotiations for an international plastics treaty. The scientist's declaration now has more than 1,100 signatures from independent scientists calling for an effective treaty to end plastic pollution by 2040.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.